Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening and happy Sunday. Today is Sunday, October 22nd, 2023, and we are broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Atlanta. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our third installment of Bullying. October, of course, is National Bullying Awareness Month, and we are certainly going to keep our conversation going this evening with Dr. Anthony Bobo, so stay tuned, okay? Of course, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I always like to start by answering that question first. And etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and of course it later came to mean a prescribed routine. And etiquette comes from the French word, of course, that means prescribed routine. Who we have to thank for this? The first and second of England, because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know, kudos goes out to Charles the First and Second. So glad they did that. So for the new listeners, and I know we gain new listeners each time we're on, I always want to make sure that I practice good etiquette and answer that question. Okay, once again, welcome everyone. And bullying is just such a powerful topic. And many times we really don't hear about it enough. And sometimes, you know, people just kind of wonder, I mean, what is bullying exactly? I mean, you hear it, and you generally hear it in terms of being, you know, a student at school. Oftentimes you hear, when you hear of the word bully, sometimes you hear, well, somebody, you know, was bullying one of the kids and, you know, took their lunch money or threatened them if they didn't give it to them, or they either had something else that the bully wanted, and so they bullied them and threatened them and told them, you know, they better give it to them. It could have been, you know, a toy, could have been a computer, or, you know, whatever. But of course we know, you know, that bullying is just an ongoing and deliberate misuse of power, you know, in relationships through repeated, could be verbal, physical, social behavior that intends usually to cause physical, you know, social and or psychological harm, if you will. And so, you know, just that person, you know, overpowering someone. And so, of course, you know, if you've heard our other series, well, the other episodes in the series, you've heard why that I have really embraced this topic with a passion, because I went through bullying all throughout my school years. And I've experienced bullying in the workplace, and you generally don't hear that topic, but we're certainly going to talk about that as well. But listen, I am delighted to bring back as our special not really special guest. He's really more of a friend to the show, because he actually started doing shows with us, I think, back in 2019, and just quite a few, especially during the time that the pandemic started and all the other, you know, negative issues that were going on. So he really helps us out a lot. So I do want to bring him back on in case you did not hear him or not familiar with Dr. Anthony Bobo. He is a nationally certified school psychologist, and he's also certified and licensed in the Florida Department of Health, Florida Department of Education, Ohio Department of Psychology, Ohio Department of Education, Georgia State Board of Examiners of Psychology, Georgia Department of Education. And he is also in private practice as well. And so I want to, you know, introduce to some and reintroduce to others, Dr. Anthony Bobo. How are you?
I'm well, Donna. Can you hear me?
I can. Happy Sunday to you.
Same to you. I'm doing extremely well.
Great.
Thank you for having
great,
me.
Great. Absolutely. I'm just so I'm so delighted that you were available from last week to continue our conversation on this week, because, you know, we've covered quite a bit when it comes to bullying. And if you would, to just kind of do just a real quick recap, maybe, because I know that there's some people that are listening for the first time, and so that they don't feel that they've, you know, they're lost or anything, even though we are going to continue the conversation. So if you wouldn't mind, if you would just share just a few, you know, recap just a few points that you made on last week, that would be great.
Well, I think that the definition that you gave was accurate in terms of bullying being a power relationship where one exercises their power over someone who perceives them to have power. And another component of bullying is fear on the part of the person who is being bullied. And sometimes to try to overcome that fear, the person who is being bullied may take a number of steps. They may try to lash out, or they may try to do something to harm themselves. We found many teenagers who are bullied often try to run away, or they take their own lives in many instances. And as you have mentioned, bullying is not a new thing. In many communities, bullying is a part of growing up. That's your test of manhood or womanhood, whether or not you can go through and endure a bullying relationship. So those were some of the things that we discussed on last week.
All right. Thank you for that. And guys, That episode is also posted to this episode, so you will certainly be able to go back, you know, simply click on that link for last week's episode. You'll be able to listen to it in its entirety. And if you were not with us last week, you will certainly want to do that because there was so much great information that was shared. And so I wanted to also talk about, while we're talking about, still talking about children and what it's like to be bullied in school, I want to also talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of the side effects that are pretty common that that parents could even recognize, you know, when it comes to bullying?
Well, of course, the ultimate sacrifice in terms of bullying is that many teenagers will take their own lives. You know, suicide is the leading cause of death of children behind auto accidents. And some of that suicidal tendency has come from the fact that a person is being bullied. But prior to that, you know, if you notice your child withdrawing, losing interest in the things that they normally are excited about, that may be some of the telltale signs. Also, a side effect is bullying. A child can experience high anxiety, insecurity, sadness, loneliness, sleep deprivation, and a change in their eating patterns. All of those things, and you know that grades can also be affected in school. Whereas they maybe have been a top-notch student, their grades begin to fall off. That also is a telltale sign of a child being affected by bullying. So a parent, when they notice these signs and changes in their children, they need to have an in-depth talk with them to find out what's going on.
Yes, of course, guys, you know, when I'm excited and really wanting to get into the topic, I am so sorry that I forgot to give you the way that you can contact us. And you can certainly contact us if you want to join the conversation live by phone, 516-418-5894, or you can just simply, you know, send us a message and we'll be more than happy to read that. So those telltale signs are really, really important because, you know, children don't always report, you know, or even not even necessarily so much as report. They may not even admit that they are being bullied. And, of course, yeah, they could be afraid to do that, to even tell anybody because the bully could have threatened them, right, that if they tell, then they're going to do something else, right?
True. But it's a parent's responsibility, of course, to stay on top of the behavior of their children. One of the things you asked me about was the parent's responsibility in these situations. And the parent's responsibility is the same as it is in every case. Stay on top of your children. Stay interested in them. Have extended talks with them. Know what they're doing, what they're about. Know who their friends are, develop relationships with the parents of the friends, with the parents of their friends. Also maintain a good positive relationship with the school and specifically their teacher so that the teacher can also be watching out for the child and informing you if they notice different patterns in the child's behavior.
Because that's usually part of the responsibility of the school, right? That if they notice to report it, right?
Not necessarily. It is incumbent upon the parent to seek that information because, I mean, if it's an extreme case, maybe so. But the teacher's really not under any obligation to report to the parent unless it's affecting their grades or something of that nature. Or unless they see an obvious incident of bullying, then yes.
Mm-hmm.
But under normal circumstances, it's not really the teacher's responsibility as much as it is the parent's responsibility to seek out that information.
Okay. So maybe, from the standpoint, if they, you know, if they are aware of bullying, the teacher, and that, you know, if they are aware of bullying and they've seen it take place, then they're supposed to report it to, I would think, administration, you know, and that's when they've actually seen it. And so I understand
what
the parents.
If they notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they notice it. But, you know, bullying sometimes is in the eyes of the beholder. I mean, what is bullying as that person defines it? You know, in middle school, so much of this behavior is common as they seek to grow and develop relationships. So it has to be something that is acute in order that the teacher can describe the behavior in objective terms and not in subjective terms. But they have to be able to talk very concretely about what one child is doing to another. And that takes time and observation.
Very good. Very good, parents. And so parents, definitely, you want to certainly take note. And that's just something that it was learned, right? Because the first person really to notice is you as a parent, and having that relationship and being able to, like Dr. Bobo just gave you some very, very, you know, concrete signs and symptoms for you to observe, to know that your child is being bullied, and, of course, to continue on to have that conversation. I'm going to come to the phones. I'm going to identify the last four digits in your phone number, and then you will know that I am referring to you, the last four digits. The first one is 8864. The last four digits is 8864. Hello? Hello, 8864. Okay, they could be just listening. All right, and let me go to the next one. The last four digits is 2212. 2212. 2212. All right. Okay, they could be listening as well. Guys, we'll try to circle back if we have an opportunity to do that, but I'm going to go ahead and keep going. I do, you know, I am aware that sometimes people cannot stream live, and so they listen on the phone. The next line, the four digits, is 5274. The last four digits of this number is 5274. Hello.
Hello. Yes. I was just listening a little bit about what's been going on in the conversation. So I think as a person that works in the school, it is a very big problem with the bullying. And unfortunately, a lot of people, especially the students, they consider it snitching when someone is bullying another person. And so it tends to go on a lot. And I ran into an instance a few weeks ago where somebody was just kept calling somebody name, and, you know, and it got really intense. And the person said, you know, they called them a name in front of them, too, because they had started outside the classroom. And it continued, and it almost been turned into a big brawl. And in order to combat these things, we have to make sure, like the doctor was saying, that we, you know, parents got to be aware. And a lot of times, you know, we do look at these symptoms, you know, withdrawal and, you know, different things like that. But we also have to look when they are overjoyed, when they, you know, just feel, you know, even though they're in different situations where they're being tried and with different classmates and everything, a lot of times you don't see it because they may be laughing and smiling, and we have a growing number of individuals that are showing those type of emotions, and then they're hurt or gone, unfortunately. So we have to pay attention to, you know, each and every emotion. And social media plays a very big factor in it. So parents, teachers, we all have to be on it as far as monitoring what's being as best we can, what they're watching on social media, parents that are paying for the phone bill, they should be able to go and do the apps or whatever they do to make sure and monitor those apps that are going in and different things that they're saying and making sure, because it's very savvy the way things are going right now, so they can hide behind different apps. So they may put in Walter when it's really Sherry or Sherry when it's really Walter. So and all those things play a part. So I think we really do have to be on it when it comes to those things as bullying, as it is a very, very big thing that is going on. And I think, as Donna mentioned, also in the workplace, you know, we have to be careful, you know, as well when bullying comes up and, you know, make sure we're doing, you know, what we're supposed to do, but at the same time, you know, don't allow bullying to go on and on when we can address it.
Wow. You made some very, very good points. And I'm definitely glad that you said parents with these phones. Of course, you know, all these kids have phones. And I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, the parents are paying the bill, so you should be the one that, you know, basically dictate what apps they have, know what they're doing, look at their phone, look through their phone, right? That was a really, really a viable point, I believe, you just shared, because, you know, I've heard some parents say, oh, well, it's their phone, and oh, okay, are they paying for it or what? Or come on now. So that was very, very great point about that. And I know we talked a little bit about last week about the bullying that takes place on the cyberbullying, which includes what you were talking about, was the social media. And so that's interesting, because I know personally I hadn't thought about they can go in and actually change the name of who they may be. Is that what you said? On social media?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A lot of times, you know, I'm speaking to Pam, but, you know, and it may be under Pam, but it's really, you know, Donald, you know, and different things mm-hmm. like that. And even, you know, social media names, of course, there's no limit to the different names they can change on different sites like Facebook or Snapchat, or they have all these apps that we never even heard of because of, you know, you have kids. They're very savvy, like I was saying. They can make their own apps, and they have ways to, you know, hide things.
I was just reading recently, though, that law enforcement can trace that, what the young lady is mentioning is true, that they can misidentify themselves, but law enforcement has a way to trace IP codes, both for phones and computers, to really find out who the identity of the person is that's using those messages. So they can run, but they can't hide.
That's good to know. That's absolutely good to know. And obviously they don't know that, because, you know, by them hiding behind thinking, they're hiding behind a different name. So that's really good to know. And parents, you know, share this information. Please share this information with your kids and, you know, with other parents to let them know, because, I mean, it definitely takes a community. And so when you're hearing this kind of information, you certainly want to, you know, not keep it, you know, to share and spread this information, because, yeah, social media is just, wow. I was reading, I looked at a clip last week, and it was, they had two girls on there. They looked like they might have been 9, and one might have been 11 or 12 or something. And they just went on to continue saying, one little girl said, I can't seem to, you know, talk right or wear the right clothes or do anything right, because I'm always getting teased about it. And I'm getting bullied, you know, because of how I talk, and just all these kinds of things. And my heart really went out to these two girls. They had interviewed these two girls, and that's what they were saying that was going on, and how they could, you know, actually take and post a picture and say really mean things, and then they can send it out, and then someone else can add their negative comments onto it, and then, you know, send that out as well. And so, you know, they were describing it as, you know, it could be just a never-ending cycle. And, yeah, that is just so, parents, please be on it, you know, with your children. That is some great information. And if there's anything else you want to share, I'm going to hold you over and allow you to be able to do that. I'll circle back to you. Some really good information. You're currently working in the school. And so I just think that is wonderful. Thank you so much for that information. And, guys, it is not too late for you to also get in on the conversation. You can call 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. We are discussing this very important topic of bullying. And so we want to certainly invite you to join the conversation. Again, I will identify you with the last four digits in your phone number. That way you'll know I'm speaking with you. So if you would be ready. the next line is 4427. The next
Hello.
Is 4427. Hello.
Yeah, hello. My name is Nathan in Orlando. Listen, I got, if you can give me an email, I can send you some information on an interview that was a bullying situation. I met the guy in 2010 because he was running for the U.S. Senate, and he really wasn't political, and I was asking him, why are you running? And when he told me his story, his son got bullied. It just devastated the family. He sold part of his property and went to Tallahassee here in Florida, lobbied for a bill. And if you ever go, just type in Shattered Dreams, Broken Patriot, and his book comes up. And every time there's an incident, he calls me up brokenhearted because he's saying this bill would have stopped this stuff. And the thing is with him and his community, the bullying continues because the guy that beat his son up, and they had to airlift him from Sebring to Tampa. It was a really messed up deal. When he tried to push something for this guy getting in trouble, then nobody would do it because, one, he's taking the high school wrestling team to the state competition, and then when they find out his dad's a detective on the police department, then they start doing stuff to corner this guy. Like somebody cut his fence and a cow got out because he's a farmer. And they brought him up on charges because they had a law, and this is before cars existed, that if your livestock gets out of your pen, you can be fined up to imprisonment, and they were pushing for prison for him. You know, they just – and the bullying continues today. If you'll give me an email, I'll send you everything you need to look into it, and if you want to meet him, you'll have my information. I can introduce you either by phone or by email.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Yeah, you can send it to etiquetteladies@gmail.com.
Etiquetteladies@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm, ladies. Ladies, plural.
Okay.
So etiquetteladies@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, now, when you see, you'll see an interview that was on there from a lady up in Chicago who works in the school system. I don't know if you ever heard of her, but her name's Carolyn Strong. She does an interview on Facebook, I mean on YouTube with him, and it devastated a family. It really did, and I guess because it's a small community, they kind of like keep everything local. And but anyway, when you see it, it'll be amazing. But I'm going to hang up and keep listening. Thank you for what you're doing.
And it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing this information. And, you know, you just basically, you know, with your comment, reiterating what we're trying to, you know, get people to understand the impact of this bullying. And, wow, thank you so much. Dr. Bobo, would you like to share anything with the gentleman?
Oh, no. I just think if he has information, the more information we can get, the better off we are. So I hope he'll send that information to you.
Yeah. Yes, please forward it to him. And here's what I would like to say. I would like to ask, you know, when we had this thing out in Fort Lauderdale, we had this thing out in Texas last year or the year before, I don't remember. This guy calls me up just crying because this bill that he lobbied for, and he had to sell 20 acres of his land to have the money to go fight because he's a farmer, and he just, it breaks his heart. It just tears him up because this law would have stopped this event from happening, you know. And when you see it, I will send it as soon as I hang up and do pass it on to your guests.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, sir, for sharing this powerful information. I certainly do appreciate it.
I say bye-bye.
Bye now. And, guys, we are going to we're going to take a break, and we will be right back in just a moment. And please do not go away, okay? We will be right back. And, wow, we definitely need to take a break after that. Wow. All right, so we'll be right back, guys, okay?
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Paige Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to CourteousPublications.com, that's CourteousPublications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo, and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Paige Riley. Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications.com. Or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want to be authors write books.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are having a discussion about bullying, a very in-depth discussion about bullying, and you can certainly feel free to join our conversation live by calling 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894. We'll be glad to take your comments. Dr. Anthony Bobo is joining us again this evening for this bullying part three episode. And let's I'm going to, I'm actually collecting some of your messages. Thank you for sending them. I'm certainly going to be able to get to those. But I want to go back to the phone. Let's see. And I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. That way you will know that I am speaking to you. Let's see here, 0085, the last four digits of this number is 0085. 0085, okay. All right, they may be just listening. If not, we will try to circle back if time permits. Let's see. The next number here is 1241. The last four digits is 1241. 1241. Okay, we are going to keep moving. Let's see. The last four digits of this number is 8641. The last four digits is 8641. Hello? Hello? Okay, they may be listening, just listening as well. And again, if we have time, we will circle back. Let's see. All right. Dr. Bobo, here is a message. It says, I truly enjoy your show since my family and I have listened for 4 years. Your topics are always timely. I'm sorry to hear you were bullied, and I now understand why you were trying to get the word out. Thank you and Dr. Bobo for the work that you do. My niece has low self-esteem, and we plan to order your book to help with her confidence and have her learn all the affirmations that you mentioned on last week's show, My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. I believe it will encourage her to journal her feelings that she is so shy. This comes from Kathleen in Alpharetta. Thank you, Kathleen, for that. And thank you for sharing this message, and I hope that that does help her. And that's one of the main reasons that I did do the What Is My Forever Affirmations is after each of the affirmations, there is a place for them to journal, you know, their feelings and what that particular affirmation means to them, okay? Let's see. I saw an additional one. Okay, here's one. It says, Miss Donna, thanks for what you do in educating the public, especially about bullying. My son was bullied in junior high and high school. I kept questioning him, but he wouldn't admit it because he didn't want to tell anyone, not wanting to get anyone in trouble. He ended up trying to commit suicide, and he is now in a psych hospital. Please ask Dr. Bobo, how do you make a kid admit it and tell? Thank you.
You can't. You can't. He can tell you, he or she may tell you that they're in trouble, but they don't want to tell who the person is because the pressure may be even more severe. But if you find that your child is experiencing that, of course, do everything that you can to scan that school community by talking with the administration, talking with the teachers, and whomever else may have some authority at that school and to bring pressure to bear on that school. But if that child's parent does not have control over this child or does not want to be involved in this resolution, then I would suggest moving the child, because if your child can't stand that pressure and is going through that kind of dilemma, you want to move him, because teenage suicide is real. And many times children think that they can come back from a suicidal episode, but there's no coming back from that if it's final. So I would suggest that if you do everything that you can as a parent to scan that school community up and down to get information, and including the parent of the bully, and nothing comes out of that, then I would suggest moving the child. But there are severe consequences for parents whose children are bullying, both monetary fines as well as jail time. And also a child that bullies can be put away for 60 to 90 days, expelled from school, and all other kind of ramifications and consequences. So that's what I would suggest in the final analysis. If your child is having difficulty in a particular setting, I would move them before it becomes too much for them to bear.
Thank you so much for sending that, and thank you. And I certainly hope that you consider what Dr. Bobo just suggested and shared. Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the main reason that we continue to do this show, and we're continuing to do, the different parts, because we know that this is very real. And it's something similar to what our caller offered earlier and said, yes, yeah, some of them don't tell. They don't want to be looked at as a snitch. And so, obviously that is a real situation. And what I wanted to do is just kind of switch over now to a little different type of bullying, but it is, and it's about bullying in the workplace, and that is definitely realistic as well. And so I want to talk about that a little bit, Dr. Bobo. I know I was looking. Of course, I always like to research some information and find some backstories. I was looking at this information from Better Health, and they had titled it, What Workplace Bullying Laws Exist and How Can They Protect You? Because it definitely exists. And it just kind of goes over for those who may not have ever heard of bullying in the workplace, or definitely not that term. I just use that term because that's basically what it is. It's bullying. It has the workplace can sometimes, be a toxic environment. You might sometimes form lasting bonds and make new friends or acquaintances at work. However, in some situations, the people you work with can become bullies. And there is an example that they might mistreat you verbally, try to get you in trouble, or sabotage your work. If this has happened to you, your workplace might suddenly feel like middle school again. Yes, full of immature behavior and cliques. It might feel difficult to work under these hostile conditions. Hostile working conditions can lead to PTSD from bullying in some individuals. If the bully is your boss, knowing what to do can be especially challenging. And I know of several people who have actually experienced this. But, again, Dr. Bubble, we normally don't hear that term, so much used, you know, outside of school, the bullying term, right?
No, we don't. It's mostly called harassment in the workplace rather
mm-hmm.
than bullying, but it has the same dimensions. It's intended to intimidate the person, and it can create a risk to the health and safety of an employee. It's usually a misuse and abuse of workplace power, you know, like you said, a supervisor or something of that nature. And even a coworker can be involved in bullying, intending to intimidate a coworker for whatever reason. And it can be a serious situation.
I remember dealing with, and I just pushed it down, hadn't thought about it in a long time, but what was called, well, it was bullying, it was sexual harassment. And it was just crazy because I worked, the organization that I worked for, it was a male and female. They were married, right? And so it was only three of us in this, you know, that ran this agency. And so when she would step out, that's when he would, you know, start with the sexual harassment. And I'm thinking, you know, and I wanted to tell her, right? But
I was
younger. I was in my 20s, and I wanted to tell her, but I didn't want to tell her because that was her husband.
That's right.
So I didn't want her to be hurt by what he was trying to do. And so, I mean, it was
be
just,
hurt. She'd probably be angry at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I being someone that usually likes to keep the peace and just not say anything. And so I just never said anything to her, but I would hate to see her leave. Right. Because I knew what more than likely was that was going to take place. And that was definitely, you know, harassment. And I ended up actually speaking to one of the other business owners in that particular office complex. And she said, well, she was an older lady. And she said, you know, I really don't know what to tell you to do either, because I know her and she would be, you know, very hurt. And she said, well, maybe I can say something to him. And so it was just crazy. But anyway, it does. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I ended up doing. I ended up resigning because I was just so very uncomfortable in that situation. And just never told her, you know, I just didn't want her to be hurt or anything to know what her husband, you know, was doing. And he was probably doing it to other people and not just myself as well. It absolutely does exist. Most definitely, you know, it exists. And like you were saying, you know, with the bullying, that power thing, and even coming from a coworker, that's really good, because I think sometimes when we imagine that situation in the workplace, we think it's just our superior, you know, it might be the director of the company or our supervisor, someone who is over us. But it does exist, and it is really, 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 you know, important to you really should report it, you know. And I know it went on to say how common is workplace bullying. And I saw something which I thought about too. Is there anything you can do about it without having to quit your job, right? And so it goes into the workplace bullying laws, which are designed to allow employees to sue for compensation if an employer has created or allowed a hostile work environment. In the U.S., workplace bullying is considered discrimination or harassment, like you said, when a person is bullied for reasons that can involve race, sex, sexual orientation, age, disability, or belonging to another class. And, you know, this article even went into the 31 states that have enacted what they call the Healthy Workplace Bill, or the HWB, which goes further than the federal laws against workplace discrimination against classes of people, recognizing that hostile workplace situations affect many people who deserve legal safety against this type of harmful behavior on the job. If a workplace bully has wronged you, consider consulting an attorney and asking about the laws in your state. And I know it did say 31 states. It did not actually name those states, but I'm sure, you know, going online, you'll definitely be able to realize that. And what constitutes bullying? The general definition of workplace bullying is malicious, unwanted, and repetitive behavior targeting an individual. Bullying can include written, verbal, and physical acts that create a hostile, offensive, humiliating, or intimidating workplace environment that interferes with a person's ability to perform their job normally. And it's just, you know, just wanting you guys to be aware, and if you've gone through this, that yes, it is real. And I am looking, just checking back. Here's one that says, Donna, thank you for discussing this topic that is not discussed enough. I was bullied and harassed at work for 6 years until I finally quit. I reported it to the company director, but he did not believe it. He claims my immediate supervisor, who harassed me and others, have been with the company 16 years, and this was the first report of such. Please, and then she goes on to say, please warn everyone to keep complaining until something is done. And this comes from Valeria. Wow. And wow. You know, so this is certainly a real, you know, it's a real thing, right, Dr. Bowles?
Yeah, certainly it is. Everything you said is true.
Absolutely. Valeria, thank you for sharing that. You know, just wow. And so I'm just hoping that, you know, this conversation does help someone with who may be going through it, may, you know, think they're going through it, or may not know what to do about it, or if it really is, you know, what it is. Because, you know, because a lot of times we can question ourselves, right? About, you know, wow, is this just in my mind or is this really happening? I can't believe it's happening, you know, and especially when you do try to report it, you know. And so that was really interesting. And Valeria, thank you again for your transparency in sharing this message, saying that, yeah, he, you know, sounds like this person was supposedly an outstanding person of 16 years, and this was the first kind of about him. So obviously they thought, oh, it just couldn't be true. So that's terrible. And I'm going to go back to our caller that gave us some information earlier. Just I said I would kind of try to go back, circle back, and see if there was any other information you wanted to share. Hello, let's see, 5274.
Yes, I know we're on parent, workplace bullying, but I do want to quickly say, like, the gentleman that called in about the, they didn't do anything, I think he was saying, because of the, you know, in special positions in school. That happens a lot, and, you know, that's taking place in a place a lot where people that are in certain schools, especially if they have a good football program, there things are being overlooked, and that has that's become a real problem. And I also want to quickly say that a lot of kids, like I mentioned, the snitching, you know, and the young lady, that her, I think she said her nephew or grandson is in the hospital because he didn't want to, you know, and he didn't want to say anything. But that's what I was saying earlier. They don't want to snitch because in school right now that is you marked when you, you know, snitch no matter what anybody do to you, and that's unfortunate. But like the doctor was saying, I would suggest also that, you know, be removed from the school, and that's sad. Like, you know, talking about the workplace now, you know, I know a couple of you guys said, you know, you left, and I've been in that position too, you know, and we shouldn't have to be the one that leave. It should be, you know, addressed. But unfortunately, a lot of time it's looked over because they feel like, you know, we're adults and different things of that nature. And I was looking at a court show just a couple of days ago where this lady was bullied as a in school, and she referred to them as mean girls, and she was going back for their anniversary, and she hired somebody to be her friend for her to, and he's supposed to, you know, dress to the nine and supposed to, you know, act like he had the best of money and all that, and it backfired on her. But those are, the, you know, because it was too much she wanted him to do that he couldn't keep up with to try to make the mean girls, because that's what she called them during, even during the court show, to show them that she had made it. And unfortunately, she had carried that all these years. She probably was in her 40s, and it's just something she still deal with. Like you were saying, Donna, sometimes you feel like you maybe have suppressed it, but certain things when they can come up, and we do have to deal with it, you know, whether it's in the workplace, school place, or whatever, because it can really weigh on a person emotionally.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, even though we went into the workplace, we're still bullying is bullying. So that, you know, that your comments are still very relevant at this time. It's, I'm just so glad that you shared that. And I've heard the terms of these mean girls, and it's just unbelievable. And what I just never could understand when it comes to children as bullies, and this was a question that I've continued to ask, as kids, where do they get this really from? And even before social media, because I remember, you know, when we were younger, we didn't, you know, social media wasn't a thing, but it just seems like it's a mean spirit or something that these kids have or develop, or I'm thinking, where does it come from? Because I've seen kids, you know, tease and bully other kids, you know, and they're small. They're kindergarten, first grade. It's like, where does this come from? It's got to be a mean spirit. It's a spiritual thing. It has to be, because it's just unbelievable. I'm thinking, how in the world can a child so small, you know, get a thrill from making someone else feel bad? You know, Dr. Bobo, where'd that come from, you know?
Well, I think spirits, of course, dwell in people. And I think, you know, I always go back to parenting. Now, there's some children that are born with certain temperaments and dispositions, I agree. But I believe that a parent can work with that. You know, if you let a child do anything that they want to do, their child will do anything that they want to do. If you look on social media, you'll find children that are 2 and 3 in preschool that have these attitudes. And you'll find out that frequently on other social media blurbs that parents are encouraging this kind of stuff and encouraging that in children when they're very young. So if they're 2 and 3 and 4 and talking back to parents and talking back to workers and all of that stuff, what are they going to be when they get 12 and 13?
Right.
You know, you have to put a stop to that early. You have to train up
one
a child
second.
The way that they should go.
Yeah, excuse me one second. Guys, you're going to if you're listening to us live streaming, you're going to lose us in about 30 seconds. My apologies. But you will be able to go back and click the same link, and you'll be able to listen to the show in its entirety. And thank you so much. But I definitely wanted to allow Dr. Bobo to finish his point out. So, wow. So you're right. So if the parents are encouraging this, and well, I guess so, if they're posting this negative behavior, right?
Right. And encouraging it. Wow. I mean, that spirit is only going to grow in the individual. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a famous book called The Bible, which says, train up a child in the way that it should go. And when he's old, mm-hmm. he won't depart. Some, you know, when they get 13 and 14 and 15, they make their own decisions. But when you train a child, they frequently will only go so far. Now, there are some exceptions,
mm-hmm.
I agree. But if you've done everything that you can as a parent and haven't exposed them to bad influences or foul spirits, you can pretty much put a handle on that child. But if you encourage
mm-hmm.
if you encourage them to be smart-alecky and talk back to grown people and all of that, and well, you're headed for trouble.
Yeah, and that, you know, because I do hear parents say, well, you know, wow, he's 12 and I don't know what to do with him because he's this, that, and the other. Well, I don't think he just, when his birthday hit, that all of
right.
stuff, all of a sudden out of nowhere did he begin
right.
to be disrespectful. You know,
yes,
that
exactly.
starts young. Mm-hmm. It starts young. And it's just like,
exactly.
you know, people will ask sometimes, you know, how old should a child be when you start teaching them manners? And I say as soon as they can talk. If you give them something, to thank you, and if they don't, politely take it back, and then they will start understanding. They will say thank you. So as soon as they begin to talk, and but yeah, it doesn't just, you know, with teenagers, this doesn't just happen overnight. You know, that they are, you know, using profanity with the parent and talking back. It just doesn't start overnight. It starts in little inklings of things that parents may let these kids get away with. And it's not
yeah.
cute. That's why I was saying if they're posting it, then I understand what you're saying is, you know, if they're posting negative behavior, then, yeah, that's saying to the child, okay, it's okay that you do this. And look how many people
that's
view
right.
it. Wow.
That's
you
right.
know, but
and
that is,
do it in, they'll do it in the school environment, and the parent will come and support it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the child knows that. The child has known that for 15 years, that they will be encouraged and supported for bad behavior. So when he talks back to the teacher or bullies a child, I mean, he
mm-hmm.
expects to be supported because that's what's happened
mm-hmm.
all along.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, such a great point. But yeah, we have to, when these kids are small, because I've seen, you know, I've been in the supermarkets and I have seen just crazy behavior take place, between a little child, you know, and their parent, because the child wanted something and parent said no. And this kid just flipped.
Yeah.
It's like that didn't just start.
No, it didn't.
You know, yeah, that's happened before, you know. So, yeah, we have to get back to old school parenting and determine who is going to be the parent and who is going to be the child and who is going to, you know, lay down the rules and reinforce them and, you know, who's not. And so, yeah, parents, that's just a special note to definitely, you know, train your children to be respectful. And I've always said, you know, over the years in parenting workshops, is if your child does not respect you, then they are not going to respect any other authoritative figure, you know, for the simple fact, if you allow them to talk back and to sassy mouth and whatever, they're going to do that to the teacher because I remember years when I directed the after school program, I recall a child, I think she was like fifth grade or something, I reprimanded her for something, and she said, my mother doesn't get on me about when I talk back. I said, you know what, sweetheart, I'm not your mother, and perhaps that is the problem right now, is that she does not get on you. I said, but I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me and talk back and sassy. This is just not going to happen. And then she was like, oh, yeah, So we have to make a decision, you know. But, yeah, yeah. But that's why, you know, that was the call for character education in the schools and things of that nature, because I remember in 2000 in Georgia, the governor mandated character education in the classroom. And the reason for that is because the children were so out of control, and they needed the teachers to step in to help out. But I mean, you know, the teachers have their plate full. And but yeah, so yeah, parents' responsibility. You know, I would suggest pray over your children, pray with them, and demonstrate, be the role model for your children on how they should act and react. And again, to close out the show, I do want to say, check with your children, because they may be, if they're not being bullied, they may be a bully. So you want to definitely, yeah, yeah, you want to check. And there's ways that you'll know, because you'll hear different conversations when they're on the phone with their friends, or when their friends are over and you're interacting and you're listening. You know, if you hear someone that's, you know, talking negative about another, you know, another student and what they are going to do and how their clothes don't look good and those kinds of things, those are little tips and pointers. If your child is really either leading that kind of discussion or chiming in on it, your child might just be a bully. And so you definitely want to, you have to make sure that you address that, you know. I'm taking a quick peek to see if there were any additional messages. I didn't want to miss anyone. And I, okay, and so that is it. Guys, thank you again for listening to the show. Those of you that call in, and those of you that, you know, send us messages, I so appreciate, you know, your interacting with the show. If you have an etiquette question, or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please feel free to let us know. We'll see if we can make that happen. And again, and Dr. Bobo, again, thank you so much for, you know, making yourself available to be on the show again, to return for this part two. It's a very important topic, and it has certainly
been
wonderful.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Donna. Yes, always a pleasure to be with you.
Wonderful. I so appreciate it. And, of course, you know, you definitely have an open invitation to come back, you know, whenever it's good for you, as we continue to encourage, you know, especially encourage the parents. We know it's a family show, and part of the reason to do this show is to encourage and inspire and educate as well. So, you know, I'm believing that our listeners has received some kind of, I like to call them gems of information, just great information that they're going to be able to share. And we thank you for telling your friends and family as well about our show. We certainly do appreciate it. We're trying to make the world a polite place to live, and we can only do that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And I ask you to please be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. And I know if you try hard enough that, or you are intentional enough, you can actually initiate an act of kindness every day. Okay. Again, I want to applaud you, Dr. Bobo, for spending this time again with us. I certainly do appreciate it, as well as applauding as well our callers and those who share with us. I am grateful for that. Well, guys, again, thank you so much again for listening, and those of you that share the show with others, I certainly do appreciate it. And so we're going to go ahead and sign off for now. Again, please, if you have a friend, parent, someone who could certainly benefit from listening to these conversations, we certainly appreciate you sharing it with them, okay? Because it's just really important information. None of us know everything, but, you know, together When we collaborate, we can certainly know more than what we already know, right? And we want to continue to grow in our knowledge and being able to help each other, especially. Okay, well, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, take care, and God bless. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.